Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. A little more with Colin Woodall of NCBA after this.
Hey, check out my new cow dog. Come here, boy.
That's your cow dog?
Yep.
But that's a chihuahua. And what's he wearing? A sweater?
This cow dog gets chilly.
Oh, yes, he does.
Chilly, eh? Well, have you worked him yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure he'll be fine. Right now, he just likes to nap. And yap.
Easy boy.
Some things just don't work like the real thing. And when it comes to parasite control, that couldn't ring more true. Ivomec brand products work. No ifs, ands, or buts. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ivomec brand products control parasites and can help increase herd performance and improve profitability. And there's never been a better time to use them. You can help get cows back into condition before hard weather hits. So get the big dog and put it to the test. Visit IvomecRebate.com to receive a limited time only $30 rebate coupon on the purchase of every 5-liter pour on or 1,000 milliliter injection.
I know you've heard the old cliche, the only thing certain in this life, death and taxes. Well, it seems that we've got a real convergence on those issues coming up the first of the year if the so-called death tax is allowed to reemerge with a vengeance here in the U.S. In fact, there's a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen in the lame duck session of Congress after the elections regarding the entire package of Bush tax cuts as well as the death tax. We talk with cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall specifically about the death tax.
Let's talk about just a couple of other issues. One is lame duck and the tax packages, including the death tax.
A big concern of ours, because we're poised to have one of the biggest tax increases in American history. One of the biggest issues is death tax and where that goes. Right now on January 1st, that's going to be an exemption amount of only $1 million. Everything over that is going to be taxed at 55%. And some pretty small operations have assets of $1 million or more. So we know it's going to impact a good chunk of agriculture. Our concern is that Congress is just not paying any attention to this. We've had comments from Majority Leader of the Senate, Harry Reid, saying that they need the money that the death tax generates. And when we know that they have so few days left to actually act, matter of fact, there's no official days left in Congress. It's only lame duck days that are going to encompass a whole host of issues. So just trying to get this on the radar screen, get a commitment to move forward, and try to at least get an agriculture exemption is something we're fighting for, because on January 1st, there's going to be producers that are going to start to get hit by this. And if a 55% tax rate of the remaining assets, that's going to cause a lot of people to have to sell off significant portions of their operation.
Any hope on getting something done in the lame duck?
The hope of getting something done is pretty slim, just because of the majority leader's comments that they need the money. There's a lot of talk about what they need to do for the middle class, which is being defined by the Obama administration as people who earn less than $250,000 a year. And in all those conversations, death tax has not been a part of it. So we're still a part of a bigger coalition of not only ag groups, but small business groups and industry groups that keep pushing to have some sort of action taken. But right now, the chances are looking pretty slim. And so that means that we're going to have people potentially just completely go out of business and lose their operations on this. Even if Congress comes back in the new year, they take some action and make it retroactive, make a tax cut retroactive, there's still people that are going to get caught in the middle. And that's just extremely unfortunate when you see so much rhetoric from this administration, this Congress, about how we need family farms and ranchers, and this is going to be one of the biggest things that inhibits family farms and ranches from continuing on.
On getting something done on the death tax, the uphill battle continues. Colin Woodall of NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Friday, November the 5th, don't miss the 12th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Fall Cattle Drive Replacement Female Sale at OKC West Stockyards, El Reno, Oklahoma. Selling over 600 head, including 278 spring calving bred heifers, Angus, Baldy, Maine Anjou, and Red Angus, 200 fall calving heifers, 50 spring calving cows, and 55 fall calving Angus and commercial pairs. For more information, contact the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association at 405-235-4391 or go to okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.